The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Let me just say this quickly, and then we're going to move on. I expect my white pastor friends to reject any kind, form, shape of white supremacy. I expect my white pastor friends to absolutely refuse to have anyone into their church to speak who is a racist, a bigot, filled with prejudice, anger, hatred towards anyone, black, white, or whatever. I expect that from my white pastor friends and their predominantly white churches. They should not have people in to speak who are radicals in racial issues and so forth. Is it too much to ask the same thing of the black community? Is it too much to ask the black community reject the radicals, the racists, the rabble-rousers? I would expect my white brothers to reject anyone who blames every ill on the planet on black people. I would expect my black brothers to reject anyone who blames all of the ills on the planet on white people. Can we come together and agree we are going to reject the radicals, the rabble-rousers, the race-baiters on both sides? We're not going to tolerate them. We're not going to tolerate hate speech, whether it's white against black or black against white. Here's a headline that prompted that. BLM, Black Lives Matter. Now, again, please, 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 the sentiment, Black Lives Matter, I agree with 1,000%. The movement, I reject, because they are radicals, they are race baiters, they are hate mongers. And you can find abundant proof of that. BLM releases new list of demands, including permanently banning Trump from all digital media platforms. Quote, we are joining Representative Ilhan Omar, Representative Ayanna Pressley, Representative Cori Bush, Representative Jamal Bowman, and others who are demanding Trump be immediately convicted in the United States. Trump must also be banned from holding elected office in the future. Now, that's hatred. Okay, so you disagree with Trump. Fine, that's okay. You think he's a bad dude. Okay, that's fine. But banning him from any public office ever in the future because of hysteria. The group also called on former President Donald Trump to be permanently banned from all digital media platforms. And of course, they accused him of being a racist. The organization then go a little further into their statements. The organization also demanded that police departments across the country be defunded, reasoning that there is a double standard in policing that was evident during the January 6th riot and so on and so forth. And then I clip over a couple of other pages, and I see now something for the third time in about 5 days that I've never heard before. I thought I'd heard it all. Here is a part of the demand from the BLM leaders. Quote, "The police were born out of slave patrols. We cannot reform an institution built upon white supremacy." I've never heard that before. And now this is the third time I've heard it within 7 days. We have to abolish all police departments because they were born out of slave patrols. Really? And what I said when I first saw this last week, again, I'd never seen it. What, all the police were born out of slave patrols? And I asked, show me one nation on planet Earth that doesn't have police. Any. Can anybody think of any nation, any country on planet Earth that doesn't have police? Can you think of any city in any country on planet Earth that doesn't have police? We're to assume that police departments in Cambodia came out of slave patrols? They didn't have slavery in Cambodia. Nepal. The police departments in Nepal were built on slave patrols? This is radical talk and talking points put together by Black Lives Matter. And, of course, if they say it, it has to be true. And now it is spreading like wildfire. And people who already hate the police because they've been taught to hate the police. They've been taught to hate the police. Police are bad. All police are bad. And now they hear someone say, well, all police came out of slave patrols. Well, that's another reason why we hate them. This is 2021. Yeah. What about police in California? They didn't have slaves in California. What about police in Oregon, Washington? This is left-wing, liberal, radical lunacy. And yet, there are people in powerful positions politically that are putting these lies out, and people are believing them. I'm just reminded over and over again how gullible human beings can be. I have seen some things about some conspiracy. I thought I had heard everything. Wacky, crazy, loony conspiracy theories. Just in the last few days, I have seen some things that have just shaken my head. I thought I had heard the craziest conspiracies. And they just keep getting crazier. That's why what you and I do here every day is so important. We listen, we think, we discern. We talk. Sometimes we debate, sometimes we argue, and that's fine. That is okay. We express our opinions, and that's fine. But through it all, every single day on this program, I desperately try to bring these things back to a biblical foundation, a biblical worldview. that all men are sinners, regardless of the color of their skin. All people are in desperate need of salvation, regardless of the color of their skin. Jesus Christ died on the cross to save all people, regardless of the color of their skin. The ground is level at the cross, and when we come to Christ, the color of your skin does not any longer matter. We are brothers and sisters in Christ. And we have an obligation, we have a responsibility to reject the radical extremes on both sides, because as most of you know, the devil lives in the extremes. The white extremes, the black extremes, the devil lives in the extremes. We've got to reject the radical extremes. Do not give them a place in your life, in your church, in your community. Do not give them a place.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
I hope you're familiar with Trinity Bible Chapel in Ontario, Canada. If you are not, I hope you will be after today. Trinity Bible Chapel right now as we speak has been locked up tight by local police and health department officials. Locked up. Padlocks on all the doors. Nobody allowed in, not the pastor, not anyone. Quote, the Attorney General's Office for Ontario has had police lock the doors of Trinity Bible Chapel of Waterloo to prevent in-person worship services. The health department in this area, in Ontario, says, and I'm quoting, religious gatherings indoors or outdoors cannot have more than 10 people. What if they're meeting on an acre of property? 10 people. What if they're meeting on 20 acres of property? 10 people. Well, what if the sanctuary seats 4,000? 10 people. This is the Public Health Department of Ontario, Canada. The pastor and elders of Trinity Bible Chapel in Ontario have said, we're going to be careful, we're going to be cautious, but we're going to meet inside, and we believe that we serve God rather than government. According to Ontario's public health site, failure to adhere to gathering restrictions can result in organizers being fined $10,000 for each attendee and possible temporary closure of the premises. And I quote, if a police officer or other provisional offenses officer has reason to suspect that you are participating in an organized public event or social gathering, they may require you to provide information to ensure that you are complying with restrictions. The church refused to buckle under to these severe restrictions, and so the government has locked the building up tight, padlocked it. Every single door padlocked by local government. The pastor of the church has written an open letter, and he has titled it, "We Lost the Building and Kept the Church." He goes through the story of how they acquired this building. They have been growing very rapidly. They had been renting a warehouse a Bible college chapel, a gym, a high school cafeteria, in the middle of a cornfield. They had been praying and praying and praying that God would give them a building of their own. On June 23rd of 2019, a church in their city that was struggling but had a very large, beautiful building voted overwhelmingly to just give Trinity Bible Church their building and all their assets. Just a miracle of God. That was in June, late June of 2019. They have now at least temporarily lost their building. It says it has now cost us our facility. That's after policemen sat outside our lot and cruisers on Sunday to chase our people down and ticket them after the service for gathering to worship. That's after each elder received a ticket this past week for opening the church. That's after the church itself received a ticket this week. That's after we were convicted of our second count of contempt of court today. That's after we've now received many dozens of charges combined. You ready for this? We are facing over $40 million in fines and jail time because they would not buckle under the local health department rules that said no more than 10 people in the building at any time or even outside. The pastor then goes on and talks about how the early church met in the catacombs under Rome and so forth and said they can't take away the church. They can take away our building, but they can't take away the church. That is so true. You know what this reminds me of? I was in Russia a few years ago, and we traveled through the interior of Russia to little towns all over Russia, and we heard story after story after story of the Soviet troops breaking into churches during the days of the Soviet Union, arresting some, padlocking the buildings, and so forth. And it was chilling to hear these stories of what happened under communism in the Soviet Union. Seriously, I'm not trying to be melodramatic. I never thought I would live to see the day that this would happen in Canada. It's also happened in California. Fortunately, federal courts and even the Supreme Court itself has ruled in favor of the churches in California, and the mandates handed down by the state of California are now null and void, praise God. This is what happens as a country slides to the left. Pray for Trinity Bible Chapel in Ontario, Canada. Pray they get their building back. Pray for those dear people.